Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Paul's sermon in Acts 13 shows us that God's saving grace is given to us in Jesus Christ alone. So the way salvation begins and is sustained is by the grace of God, but it's not by God saying, "I'm going to be gracious to you, and you choose whatever way you want to come to me, and I will accept it." No, salvation comes in Christ alone, and Paul works hard to show us why it is Christ alone. Because Christ is the only one who has been a perfect sacrifice and raised from the dead. Acts chapter 13, verse 28. "And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed. And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from a tree and laid him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people." The need we have for Jesus' resurrection is found in one word that Paul uses over and over in this sermon. It is corruption. You know what corruption is. It's the idea that we are decaying. I was reminded recently that we are all born with a corrupted nature. Our church has a school as part of her ministry to the community. And you can walk into just about any room. Let's take third graders, for example. Sweet, innocent third graders. And in that third grade room, you can look under any desk and you will find the evidence of corruption. Gum stuck to the bottom of the desk. Well, that's a silly illustration, but it proves the point that we are all corrupted physically, mentally, and spiritually. Sin, it's far greater than we can ever dream or think because our sin is always against an infinitely holy God. And this is exactly why I need a Savior, because I am a corrupted, sinful person. And the only one who offers salvation is God by His grace in Christ alone. Because Jesus rose from the dead, never to experience that corruption. And Paul strains to make it clear to us that this was a real bodily resurrection. There were witnesses to the resurrected Christ. And this was not a bodily resurrection that had more potential, but rather that God reached through death for the first time and resurrected Jesus with a new, transformed body. Now, let me get you to focus here. How does the resurrection of Jesus benefit a person? Well, you will notice that Paul quotes several Old Testament texts in his sermon. This is basically God's commentary of what the resurrection means for the average Joe. So notice in verse 34, he says, "I will give you," plural, "the holy and sure blessings of David." The blessing of David that's being spoken of here is most likely from 2 Samuel chapter 7 and the promise of an everlasting kingdom, eternal life. So Paul is saying to the Jews and Gentiles that the promises made to David are available to everyone. What proof or what guarantee does God give for that? Well, verse 35 tells us it's the resurrection. So how can I appropriate these blessings, this eternal life, for myself? How can I be made right with God if I am a sinner? How can I be justified in God's eyes? A man by the name of Dr. Roy Gustafson has the finest illustration of justification I've ever heard. It seems that there was a man in England who put his Rolls Royce on a boat and went across to Europe to go on a vacation. And while he was driving around in Europe, something happened to the motor of his car. He cabled the Rolls Royce people back in England and asked, "I'm having trouble with my car. What do you suggest I do?" Well, the car company flew people over. They flew a mechanic over. And the mechanic repaired the car and then flew back to England and left the man to continue his vacation. And as you can imagine, the fellow was probably wondering, how much is this going to cost me? So when he got back to England, he wrote the people a letter and asked how much he owed them. He received a letter a few days later from the office that read, "Dear sir, there is no record anywhere in our files that anything ever went wrong with a Rolls Royce." That's justification. Well, Jesus comes to earth, dies for the believer's sin, is raised from the dead, overcoming Satan's sin and death, so that when I place my hope and trust and faith in Jesus' work, God looks at me as if I had never sinned. No more record, because the debt of sin has been paid with the blood of Jesus Christ. Paul says in the book of Colossians that that record of debt has been canceled. We are saved by grace alone, in Christ alone, through faith alone. When you pray today, pray for our missionaries in Myanmar, Rama, Lami, Rozami, Dongi, and Pika Bochun. And also pray for the Hausa broadcast in the target area of Africa.